In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Joining us this morning, legislator Gene Vinyl, Erie County legislator, talking about the stadium seat sale going on right now and what exactly the county can expect out of this. Gene, thanks so much for being on with us this morning. You know, I'm looking at the numbers, and we've talked about this over the last week, and for a lot of people looking at this, it just doesn't seem to quite add up. You have a stadium of over 70,000 seats that are selling for $550 to $650. And at the end of the day, the county says they expect, well, maybe $1 million in profit from everything that they're selling at the stadium. How does that happen?
Well, we actually had them come two or three times on this topic for one reason. One is what we were going to make on it, and second is how they calculate that. And at first, I did feel that way, that it doesn't seem like it adds up. The thing is there's only two companies that really do this. And the thing is, they're stating that the seats, there's two kinds of seats. There's the bench seats, and then there's the, you know, theater style seats. But the theater style seats only have, when you take them apart, there's only one, armrest. So they would have to repair the seats, some of which need repair, a lot of repair, and then they have to fabricate an armrest, make the bottom so that they can be usable, so that they're doing a lot of fabrication work. So basically, they're between February and May, all the salvage has to be done. All the seats that they're going to sell or not sell have to be taken out, the turf and the goalposts. And then they're offering these here, and then the profit is split 50-50. So the Bills are putting in the intellectual property, so to speak, of the Bills' name on it. And the and I don't think they're getting paid for that aspect. And then Collectible Exchange and Legends are doing all the work of refabricating them so that they are individual seats, and selling them, and they may or may not sell them. So there's no investment by the county, but after all of their expenses are paid, then the profit is shared. So it may be the two companies. The one said that the most that that they would expect would be $500, and this company said that they thought that they might be able to get $1 million of profit out of it. But I do agree with the assessment that it doesn't seem right. I looked back and did a little more research into it. So this guy, Brendan Steiner, he started this company with like $4,000 when he was in Brooklyn, and then it sold for $25 million. But then sometime later, that $25 million company sold for $10 million because it hadn't been making that much profit. So I think that they ultimately, that made me think that maybe it's true that there isn't that much profit into it, but I do agree with the statement that it doesn't seem like what is the benefit to the county. The reason why I did ultimately vote for it, and I think I had the most questions about what will you make on it and what the cost would be, is because they were saying, I was at the Bills game, I don't know if you were, way back when people went on the field and took down the goalpost. And so people were thinking that that people would be just ripping out seats and taking things down themselves and leading to kind of an unsafe condition. So they wanted to have it sort of done orderly so everybody had a chance to get seats. So that's where it is on there.
You know, Gene, I saw a post last week that reminded me back in 99 when they renovated the stadium and they took a bunch of seats out for those club sections. They were selling them for $10 each. And it just seems like, wow, we really, you know, I know a lot of years have passed, but, you know, $5.50, $6.50 for seats now. And this deal, do you think it could be better for the county?
Well, the one thing, when they did with the odd, they sold the seats and the they ultimately had for a really long time just whole mounds of seats and pieces of seats at the convention center, so that it's the seats, when they're just ripped out, they're not that saleable, so they might be worth $10. The thing is, these people are making it, they're doing the legs on them, they're doing the arms on them, they're like refabricating the whole thing to make it so that it's usable, using the backs and the seat part of the original. But so when they were buying the $10 seats, it was just the seat that was ripped out, you know, the piece of seat. So I do get what you're saying. I thought that one thing that could make it more, if you buy one seat, it's like $5.50. So then if you buy two seats, it's $6.50, I think it is. So I was thinking, like, one thing that I would think maybe people might like is if you bought like two rows or one row of four seats, then that might be a whole like seating for four in your TV room. And if those were like $700 or something like that for four, that people might actually buy those and use them and have it something that would be fun to have in their house. But I do think that it's, like I said, they had only two companies that put in a bid to do this job. And it's kind of a big job because it's not just taking out a few seats in the club level. This is like trying to take out all the seats in the whole stadium and the benches. Although if there's not pre-sales on them, I don't know if they're going to take out all of those. So it's at no cost to the county, and it was only two that agreed to even get involved in it.
Okay. Well, it, shedding a little bit of light on all of this. Gene, thanks so much. Gene Vinyl, Erie County Legislator.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.